Now, as we've referenced repeatedly, it's tough going for the restaurant trade. Many of them were scrambling to make a plan B around takeaways and deliveries. And even those options went out the window with the lockdown and its regulations. So the likes of Mr. Delivery and Uber Eats are not operating in the current circumstances. But some existing ingredient suppliers are still operating under the banner of essential services. And I'd like to highlight a few of them in the coming weeks and find out how they're coping. We're going to start with YouCook. We've chatted to them several times on the show before. You know that their business model has always been that they deliver the box of ingredients and the recipe to you and then leave you to do the actual cooking in your own kitchen. I've used them a couple of times myself. I've always found the recipes really delicious and creative and the ingredients always of exceptionally high quality. But how is lockdown impacting them and changing the way they work? Let's find out. On the line with me is David Torr, their CEO. David, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Hi, Pippa. Thanks so much. Yeah, for having me.
Important to start by saying you are officially allowed to keep trading. You have the government permit, which confirms you are an essential supplier.
Yeah, that's correct. We are officially allowed to continue trading, but I guess it's a slightly kind of precarious position to be in, actually, because I think, it's a time for us that's actually been, from a kind of order sales perspective, incredibly positive. We're seeing a huge natural uptick in kind of like, you know, just the tides of consumers that are, you know, staying at home and don't necessarily want to be venturing out frequently. It's just naturally created an environment whereby service like ours is very appealing.
Yeah.
And we've really just had to kind of like internally deliberate what that means for us. And we've completely kind of pivoted our strategy. We were launching wine, which is already kind of set to launch. We're launching frozen meals, meant to be going live in Pick and Pay and then live on site.
Oh, shame.
And a whole variety of other kind of new tech features. And we've actually now kind of geared all of our efforts really around trying to do something of significance in this period. I mean, we are, you know, hugely aware of the fact that, you know, to be functioning over this period is a privilege. And there's essential services are, you know, things that kind of keep people sustained and keep people fed. But, you know, there's multiple, our clientele have got multiple options.
Mm-hmm.
And really what we're wanting to address, and we will be kind of releasing, I guess, a kind of more detailed strategy over the coming week, are the people that are just unable to feed themselves. And there's going to be, I think, a huge volume of people who previously had jobs that don't anymore. And I don't foresee there being immediate kind of thresholds that would allow for the labor force to kind of, you know, resume work as per usual after 21 days. I think it's going to be a big, really tough economic period. And we're going to be gearing all of our efforts around kind of reinvesting all of the kind of upside in feeding schemes. We're working closely. Well, we've been in contact with Food Forward. It's looking like they're probably going to be our kind of infrastructural partner. But we'd like to get to the point whereby we're able to feed roughly around 18 to 20,000 mouths a week. We're going to be gearing our efforts around a particular KPI, and that's going to be mouths fed. Do you think it's quantifiable? It's something that we can kind of like speak to. It's clear. And we're also in the process of developing a scheme that is going to look at repurposing a lot of smaller artisanal food service providers that are currently without a route to market in this particular period. Obviously, YouCook is constrained because it's curated. We don't have the ability to kind of buy up a selection of produce weekly. It's very particular, kind of SKUs that we're looking to purchase. We're building an essentials offering that actually allows us to accommodate a more varied box, and we'd like to scale that up aggressively as well, because I think what's really important is mitigating the spread of contagion. But I think what's equally as important, and, you know, we live in South Africa and we really need to be kind of contextually aware of what that means from an economic vantage point perspective, is keeping, you know, SMEs alive. It's keeping the economy ticking over. I think the real risk for us long term, if this is something that, you know, extrapolates into the future, is an implosion of the economy. And I guess we are going to be trying to be, relevant socially in this over this period. And I really, really, really encourage any business that has the privilege of trading fruitfully or base at all over this time to kind of do the same, because I think that's just what's necessary.
I think that's a fantastic mindset, David, and I love that challenge. If you are lucky enough to be allowed to continue trading, find a way to make it count to those who are not so lucky. Okay, so David, please keep us posted when you're ready to launch whatever formalized channel you've got up and running. Let us know so we can share that news with our listeners. In the meantime, I mean, I would imagine you are under huge demand for your services. Are you managing to cope with the demand that's coming in?
So we're managing to cope. I mean, we put up constraints in place that limit order numbers and volumes that we're able to distribute weekly. I guess it's an incredibly fine balance. Whilst we want to be kind of getting in reasonable numbers so that we can deploy these initiatives that I spoke about previously, we also want to mitigate risk for our kind of warehouse and staff. So we put measures in place, kind of privatizing transport, creating more space within the kind of warehouse and limiting numbers, you know, to prohibit, I guess, people from having to be in close proximity to one another. So I guess there's a balance between coping, and we have a whole bunch more quite kind of stringent sanitary and hygiene processes that have now obviously made the operation a little bit less fluid. I'd say we're coping well, but unfortunately, you know, it's just a really, really tough kind of set of decisions that we need to be making weekly. Those are, do we tell people to stay home, or do we kind of continue to operate and to the best of our ability make sure that people are kind of safe? I guess it's a conundrum that a lot of businesses in, you know, this kind of period of time are going to be facing.
That they are, and I think it's worth celebrating those who are finding creative ways to keep operating while maintaining safety for their staff who help them do so. David Tall, thanks for chatting to us, CEO of YouCook, still in operation, still able to deliver their boxes of ingredients and recipes to you, albeit under extremely careful hygiene and safety standards. So please be mindful of that and be patient with the delivery process if you're lucky enough to be able to utilize an option like that. And we'll keep you posted when they launch that formal partnership with Food Forward that they're busy putting into place.